AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They say turnout may be pretty high in today's delegate-rich Michigan primary. Polls are open. Voters were in line early this morning. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says he's hearing good things about his chances.
I saw some polls yesterday in Michigan where I'm 19 and 20 points up, and I saw some very, very good polls.
He was on the Today Show this morning. This morning, Vice President Biden is also speaking out, telling an Arab audience in the United Arab Emirates that American politics has gotten mean and Republican Party candidates have gone overboard. He says if Ronald Reagan were alive today,
he could no more get the nomination of the Republican Party than I could get the nomination. No, I'm not joking. And so what you see is this movement to the extreme in the Republican Party.
Vice President Biden in Dubai. Hillary Clinton is expected to win the Democratic primary in Michigan. More pedestrians are dying, according to a new report. Here's our Carlotta Bradley.
Researchers at Sam Schwartz Consulting, which specializes in transportation matters, say pedestrian deaths in the first half of 2015 were 6% higher than the year before. They arrived at the 10% increase for the year by factoring in that deaths for the first half of a year are usually underreported and are usually 25% higher in the second half of a year.
The study says part of the blame for all of this goes to drivers and pedestrians with cell phones. The San Francisco Bay Area has had severe thunderstorms in the past few days that have swamped roadways and creeks. Well, now a spokesman says a mudslide most likely caused a commuter train derailment in Northern California that sent the leading car plunging into a swollen creek. 9 people were injured. The Dow is down 132 points. This is AP Radio News. To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee is keeping her secrets even in death. A judge in Alabama has signed an order sealing her will from public view, according to court records. AP correspondent Kim Chandler is in Monroeville.
She famously lived pretty frugally in a modest apartment in New York, where she lived for much of her life. Back home, she lived, you know, very modestly. So there's a lot of speculation about what kind of wealth she had amassed, what happened to it, and ultimately, where is it going to go?
Former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan is on the witness stand for day 2 of a trial in his civil lawsuit against Gawker Media. The trial resumed this morning in St. Petersburg, Florida, with Hogan being cross-examined by Gawker lawyers. Hogan is suing the New York-based website for $100 million for posting an edited clip of a sex tape made of him and the wife of his then-best friend. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.